kicker Brian Conville and punter Brett Upson. He will be joining us a few minutes later. He's in the middle of an interview. So first comments from Coach Johnson, then we'll take questions and answers.
Well, I guess everybody can figure out we're pretty happy. We're thrilled to win the Music City Bowl right here in Nashville in our hometown. I was very proud of our football team for hanging in there playing against a very, very fine football team in Boston College. We kept our composure and made some big plays when we had to, and maybe not been the prettiest victory in the whole world, but it is for us now.
Hey, God.
And, it was great to be here in Nashville. Our fans were fantastic. We could hear them the whole game. And I'm sure that helped us and gave us a little bit of an advantage, but we're glad they were there.
Coach, I think this was supposed to be a little bit of a rebuilding year for you guys. I mean, if this is rebuilding, it's going to feel pretty good.
Well, it does feel good, but it also gives us a place that we can move on from. We want to get our program better, and this certainly, ups the ante a little bit with our program, and we want to make sure that we continue to move forward, and we got, I think, enough players coming back from this football team that we're going to have a good chance to do that, but it's going to take an awful lot of hard work.
Bobby, talk about your approach with the quarterbacks and kind of what dictated who was in the game at the point.
Well, a lot of times, what the other team does on defense dictates what you want to do on offense, and felt like Larry would be very good at throwing some of the routes on the perimeter, and we had Chris available for the quarterback run plays. So we just felt like we were taking advantage of everybody's talents. Knew we had Mac if we needed him to go in there, even though he wasn't completely healthy. He was ready to go. We had a bunch of guys hurt today, and a bunch of guys stepped up. I thought it was huge. Casey Hayward made some big plays playing corner for V.J. Moore, who was hurt. Terrell Brandon played defensive end, and the Barber Stewart is out and did a good job. So, we had a bunch of guys step up. So hopefully that's going to be a good indication that we got more players available now to make those kind of plays in big games.
Well, I mean, not only the first bowl win in 26 years, but the first winning season. Talk about the importance of the winning season.
Well, we were amongst ourselves the whole time. That was probably the main emphasis for us is, if you win a bowl game, you're going to have a winning season. And we wanted to be called winners. We wanted to be called champions, and we will. We'll be the Music City Bowl champions. We'll have a winning season. And all of these things are extremely important for a program who's trying to move up, especially in the tough league that we play in.
How many people said that you guys were playing in Nashville, you kind of came in, losing a lot of the last half of your season games, you might not be motivated, things like that. Obviously, that was not the case from the word go. Was there ever a time when you were worried about the focus of your team coming in?
No, not at all. We had great practices over the breaks, and I think our guys so happy to finish the exams that they look forward to practice after that. And the weather turned out nice after Christmas, and it was just a lot of fun. Our guys embraced the job that we had to do, and they practiced well, practiced hard, but we had some good times too.
Bobby, was this a lot like the way you guys won some of those first five games?
Well, I think it was exactly like it, those games. We played good defense. We were efficient on offense when we had certain opportunities, and the kicking game came through for us. Field position was a big part of the day's game, just like a lot of those wins we had early in the season. And we worked hard on those things in the bowl practice. We had extra time for special teams that we took advantage of, and our guys got it down and executed it very well today.
Coach, there's been a lot of talk about these guys getting a true bowl experience, not traveling as far. Do you kind of wish the ride home would be a little bit longer?
No, they're going to go home and celebrate with their families and then come back on the 5th to get ready for another term at Vanderbilt. But, we did have a bowl experience. We went over to the Gaylord Octoland Hotel and had a fantastic time over there, and that's just like being in another world. You know, it's just, you know, you just remember walk around looking at the wonders over there. So, you know, it was. But we had the advantages of practicing in, on our fields, watching practice tape on our video machines and in our training room, excuse me, and working out in our weight room. So I think we had the best of both worlds.
DJ, I guess, announced on television afterwards that he wasn't going to come back. Your reaction to that?
Well, I knew that, and, you know, I'm for DJ. You know, I want what's best for him, and I think everybody in our program is for DJ. I really hope it works out for him. I think he's a fantastic football player. How he does in the NFL, I really don't know. You know, but I know he'll work at it, and he's got the talent to get up and compete against those guys, and he's a football player.
Frank, the last kick there, was there much wind? Like, what were you dealing with on that one?
Well, the whole day, I was fortunate enough to kick, you know, with the wind. So going that way, we had the wind. And since we won the toss, and, you know, in the beginning of the game, we picked the wind to start out, and then the wind for the fourth quarter. So I wasn't worried about the wind at all. I knew it was behind, you know, behind me. And even if I just hit it straight, you know, and got under a little bit, the wind would carry it far enough. But so it wasn't a factor. It was just a matter of hitting it through.
Did you hit that one pretty good, or?
I did. Felt great. I mean, when you hit a good kick, you usually don't feel the ball kind of hit your foot because you hit it on the sweet spot. And even though it was cold, I didn't really feel it too much. And you know, that's when, as soon as I hit it, I knew.
What was your range before the game kicking in that direction?
Into that direction, about 54, 55. When he had some wind behind it.
Coach, can you talk about the ability of these guys in the national game here to come up? I mean, no penalties, no turnovers. You scored 16 points on special teams. Can you talk about that?
Well, we knew we had to do that against a very fine football team. That's how they win games. You know, they turn the ball over. They're very efficient. And, you know, we talked about it the whole time. It's not helping them. And our guys did a great job of that. And, you know, it's a good formula if you can make it work.
Byron, you got beat for the touchdown. Especially sweet for you to get the interception there at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. I knew defense, we had to make a play. You know, we was out there on the field for a long time, and I knew after giving up that touchdown, I had to be focused and be ready to make a play.
What happened on that touchdown?
The receiver ran the out and up, and I broke on the out, and he ran up the sideline. Let's go.
Brian, you've had such an up and down kind of career. To come out in your final game, make a game-winning kick in your final game,
being an
athlete, all those things. What are the emotions? How does that feel?
It feels great. Yeah, it has been an up and down, you know, career for me. But I felt like I had a good year this year. You know, getting the record, which is a goal I'd set for myself coming in, beating John Markham, and then, you know, and then obviously going to a bowl is another goal of ours, and then to win it. But to get the game winner in it just kind of puts like a final stamp on my career. And like for me, myself, just to, you know, even though all that stuff happened in the past, I learned from it all, moved on, got better from it. And, you know, I know that I'm a good kicker. And you know, and it's just, it's fantastic for Nashville itself to go down like this.
I want to say that Bryant has had a very fine career. And he made a lot of big kicks for us, and he came back after a tough knee operation and did not take a redshirt year. And so I'm very proud of his career.
We have time for one more question for Coach Johnson, then he's got to break away, but the players will be available for a few more questions. So one more for Coach Johnson.
Bobby, I'm sure for a long time you dreamed of that moment, visualized when you guys turned the corner, but how many of those scenarios involved Turner kind of being your team leading you there?
Well, I don't know if I've been dreaming that way or not, but pretty tough question. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I'm glad he was. You know, we'll take whoever can do it any way we can win. And turning the corner, like I said many times before, you know, you never get over the hump, you never get around the corner. We got to fight, and we got to work, and we got to continue to do what we're doing to get better. So I'm looking forward to that.
We need to let Coach Johnson go, but players can stick around for a few more questions.
Thank you. I'm ready. What about you? You probably felt like you had a good chance to win MVP today.
Actually, you know, I was surprised, and when they told me, but I was just out there doing my job, and you know, it wouldn't have been able to happen if it hadn't been for the rest of the punt team. You know, as far from the snap to protection to the kit.
Brett, take us through that punt where you aimed it at the Boston College players. that's pretty good.
The funny thing is, I didn't even know it hit him. I was behind three Boston College players running down the field.
Did you feel good kicking the ball today, though? I mean, you got a couple down deep in their end. I mean, you feel like you were on your game, so to speak?
Yeah, we did mostly rugby punts all day, and I felt like I hit those pretty good. You have to drive them more into the wind. The wind was playing a big role, I'm sure Brian can agree, out there today in the kicking game. And I was able just to get the nose down the ball and drive into the wind and get some roll out of the ball.
Larry, what was it like making your first career start in this situation?
I felt pretty good. We had been preparing for 2 weeks. I felt pretty comfortable with the offense. And Coach kind of just made the decision I was going to start. Just focus more on watching more film and just make sure I can do the best I can do.
Was it tough coming out, though?
I'm sorry. When did you find out you were starting? I want to say 2 days ago, but I want to say Monday, he announced the start.
Was it tough coming out regularly, though, or did that kind of help you relax and catch your breath from time to time?
I felt it wasn't too tough. After the Wake Forest game, I felt pretty comfortable in myself. I could run the offense pretty good. I just felt I was really prepared.
For any of the players, how weird was it having a bowl game in your backyard?
Well, this is really my backyard. I grew up here my whole life. You know, it was weird going to college, you know, 2 miles down the road. But it wasn't weird at all, actually. It was a fantastic thing for us. Like Coach Johnson said, going to Opryland, it was a whole other world for us. We might as well have flown somewhere. And you know, the good thing is now we don't have to go anywhere. We're here. We're already home. And all our friends and family are here. So it's great. And, you know, the fans were fantastic. You know, somebody told me that Boston College only bought 2,000 tickets, maybe, and there was 54,000 there. So, and they were loud the whole time, and we, you know, appreciate it so much. And it was great. It wasn't weird by any means.
Brian, but before you guys are up there, you're the only one that's not going to be back. Do you feel like you and your classmates are kind of looking at this thing if you get down?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if you look at the guys that are out there, there are a lot of young ones you know, that played tonight, and they played great. And, you know, they've seen the work that we put in and, you know, how hard we worked to get here, and they know what to do to get the job done, and I feel like they're definitely going to, you know, take it and run with it and be more successful than you know, than we were tonight.
Myron, for you guys as players, what does it mean to be your first Vanderbilt team in decades to win a bowl game?
It's very exciting, you know, as you can see, you know, our team, players, coaches, and just everybody, friends, family, the crowd, everybody's very excited.
How does it feel, Myron, to be wearing the hat that says champion on it?
Hey, I feel like a champion. Feel real good.
What was going through your head when you got the interception and you looked down and you saw your feet in the green and not the white?
Yeah, I felt like the game was over and we won.
Myron, can you kind of talk about the range of emotions you had
before? You know, it was, you know, really, really exciting. You know, we were just, you know, everybody had to, you know, calm down. You know, after, you know, we gave up a big touchdown, you know, we had to relax, focus more, and just be able to make a play.
Myron, for everything that you guys lost off of last year's team, not very many people gave you almost a chance of being where you're at today. How do you feel like you got from August to you?
You know, we have a young team, so, you know, we have a lot of people, you know, out there working hard. We got a young quarterback right here, future of our team. He's out there working hard, watching film, We got young DBs, young kickers, and just players that all around on team. Everybody's young, working hard, and we have a lot of talent on team.
Larry, what about that? You feel like this gives you a big boost going into next season now?
Hopefully, so it does, but it just builds my confidence day by day. I can come out here and just run the offense, and whatever my number's called, I know I'll be ready.
Brian, if somebody grew up here watching this program and the elder statesman of the group here, talk about, you had a lot of ex-players on your sideline. Cutler was over there, Wiggs was over there, all those guys were over there. Talk about what it means to give them a winning season.
It's huge, and I went and talked to all the guys that I saw that I played with, back when I was a freshman or whenever, that maybe older than some of these guys, and they were all going nuts the whole time. I mean, they had smiles on their face. They were so happy for us to be there, and it was just, they couldn't say anything more about it, except for they'd look at us and they'd say, how did y'all get here? That's fine, but they taught us, the things we need to do to get there, and, we thank them for laying some groundwork for us, and they really helped us get where we are today.
Yeah, it was a great feeling, to see the older guys come back and watch us play and, support us, throughout the struggles we had through the season and our success.
We need to let these players go, but we're not going to have the other players aren't going to be available outside the locker room.